The Lord help us to commence with hymn 739. No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. 739.
The most holy word of God. Now from Paul's epistle to the Philippians in the 4th chapter. Paul's epistle to the Philippians in the 4th chapter. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and I and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, a true yoke fellow, help those women which labour with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow labourers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding ye have done well that ye did communicate with me with my affliction, now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. May the Lord bless us, reading his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most merciful, ever gracious and almighty Lord God, do enable one now in this public way and manner rightly to approach unto thee, thou who art most holy. May it please thee, the Spirit's aid, For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But all that might have that indicted prayer, may have those earnest desires, and oh, there might be those desires and those longings perhaps of one or another in the pew. And so, Lord, do grant now that help, we plead. For once again we are found in thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. Thou hast, maintained us each in our paths even till now. And truly it is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Thy compassions fail not. For thou hast not cut us off or dealt with us according to our sins. For, O Lord, we mourn on account of our sins. May we each be found mourners in Zion, those mourning on account of their sins. But, oh, this poor one, we mourn over what we feel within. May we each be found as mourners, those mourners in Zion, mourning because of their wretchedness and poverty. Mourning over what they are brought to that place. Can any good thing dwell within? Can any good thing dwell within? But, O Lord, we trust, and we trust thou hast raised us up to a good hope. There is that hope in thee. And, O Lord, do we not have to come like Jonah of old, where in the midst of all these things, when those waves and billows seem to have gone over our head, and is it not on account of our sins? Oh, look again. Oh, look again. Out of the belly of hell cried I. And so, O Lord, perhaps one even this night, there are the very depths. Those depths and that language suits him. Oh, out of the belly of hell cried I. But he looked again. Oh, look again. And didst thou not deliver him? Oh, thou didst. And so, O Lord, if we're found amongst thy people, if we're found amongst those whom thou hast loved from all eternity, oh, and we would, sometimes we're brought down. We cannot say there will never be any sin found within us. We prove again and again, do we not? The treachery of our old heart, our old nature, that treachery. And the subtlety of the adversary. And even the very thought of foolishness is sin. The very thought of foolishness is sin. And if we're guilty of one sin, we're guilty of the whole law, and it makes us groan under the burden of it. But I look again. So, Lord, Jonah is now to look again. And those who were bitten by those serpents in the wilderness, there they did they not look unto that brazen serpent? And so, Lord, poor sinners, and even this poor one, we cannot say we've been without sin. How often do those things testify against us? Yet we look again. And so, Lord, we look unto a precious Christ. Oh, lead us to Calvary, to see thee there upon the cross. That one made sin for his people, and to see thee there, and to hear thy dying cry, it is finished, the whole sum is cancelled. To see once again by faith that which was opened in that day, that fountain open for sin and all uncleanness. Oh, when that cruel spear was thrust into thy side, forthwith came the blood and the water, to be of sin the double cure, to cleanse me from its guilt and power. So, Lord, we plunge us each in that crimson ocean. Wash us every whit and make us clean. But, look again, what a mercy it is. That fountain is still flows and ever will flow. And that door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Now, perhaps one even this night, oh, they feel very much to be that one, that foulest of sinners, but the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Ah, there is no other plea. No other plea. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. But oh, it was a perfect work. A perfect work. Oh, this poor one, oh, some weeks ago, those words. It is finished. Ah, it is finished. And especially when, ah, Satan turns the accuser of the brethren. And especially when, ah, the old adversary stirs up those thoughts within, or brings to light some sin of our youth, and we groan under that burden of it. And, ah, turns the accuser of the brethren. Oh, we've known what it's like. Ah, points a finger, say, look at you. Call yourself, ah, you're supposedly a child of God, but oh, look at you. Look at that sin within. Oh, we've knew it once, oh, more than once. Oh, we verily trembled. But ah, the lines of that hymn, thou didst sweetly bring it to our mind. Ah, we bowed down one particular morning. Once in him. Once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. And oh, blessed be thy holy name. Ah, those words. Ah, that finished work. Ah, thou didst cry out, didst thou not? We have it on record. It is finished. The whole sum. Nothing left to pay. The whole sum is cancelled. Ah, for were they not laid upon thee there? Ah, and perhaps one, oh, bow down with that sense of sin. Oh, lead them to Gethsemane. Lead them to hear by faith thy cries and thy groans there. But oh, lead them on to Calvary and to hear then thy dying cry. And lead them all along also to see the empty tomb. And oh, may they also, like Mary did that day, saw a risen Christ. Ah, a risen Christ. And oh, did not she rejoice in that? And so did those two upon the Emmaus road, and so did many others. Risen indeed, but ah, oh, that one now sitteth on the right hand of the Father, ever interceding for his people with those groanings which cannot be uttered. That glorious high priest, our advocate with the Father. Ah, oh, verily God, verily man. And all that him, and did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and ask the guilty worms might rise. Yes, the dear Redeemer left his Father's throne, that throne on high. Oh, we cannot quote the rest of that hymn, but oh, thou didst. Oh, thou didst. And it was that work which was done in all its entirety. Nothing left undone. We may be patching up something ourselves, but oh, must be brought to see that finished work. That finished work. And so, Lord, oh, if there's one still labouring under that sense of sin, oh, lead them to see a precious Christ in all his glory, in all his beauty, in all thy beauty. And oh, Lord, ah, may they be brought to sing that Psalm 103, the language we read there. Oh, what language is that, the desire of one or another? Psalm 103. Oh, we often look at the language there and we rejoice. We trust we've been brought to sing it. May they be brought to sing it also. Lord, do then undertake for each one. Lord, once again, ah, the youngest through to the oldest, but all we would bear before thee, the young and the rising race. Lord, what days we live in. days of temptations and distractions and attractions, days the subtlety of Satan. Oh, does he not get more and more subtle? It seems like it. But, O Lord, may they be brought to cry unto thee, for thee to keep them. Oh, as we spoke to the dear young ones this afternoon, and we mentioned concerning one of thy servants in America, Mr. Stayhauer, on that which he's left on record, that little booklet kept. Oh, and so he's enabled to look unto thee. Those petitions are put into his heart, and he's enabled to cry unto thee. And did he not prove help is laid upon one that is mighty? He proved, even in his young manhood, in the midst of all those temptations, in the midst of all that wickedness round about him, that thou wast his stay, that thou wast his strength, that thou wast his helper, that thou wast that a strong rock. And so, Lord, may they prove it also. May they be brought to that time where they can say, kept by the power of God. And so, Lord, you remember the young, the babes in arms, but those going on into life, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience, and keep them close to thee. Keep them close to thee. Lord, remember once again the parents of families, in all the burdens that are upon them. Lord, undertake and manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, grant them those encouragements and grant them those helps. Lord, may they prove, in this dark and difficult day in which we live, that truly the gold and silver thine, the cattle upon 1,000 hills, and all men's hearts are in thy hand. We trust that, dear one, oneself, we proved it in our path, that even those of the world, when thou dost move their hearts, like the ravens of old, unto the prophet, thou dost command the ravens to feed him there, in that desert place. And they did thy commanding. They did. They fed him in the morning and the evening. And so, Lord, we've approved also that all men's hearts, even those of the world, when thou dost move them to do that for us, we proved it so. May they also prove it so, that my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Lord, remember then in those in bearing the heat and burden of the day. Lord, we feel it also. But, O Lord, what a favour it is when we can draw aside from those things. But, O Lord, often bow down with carking cares which, Lord, how often we feel like Martha, careful and troubled about many things. But, O Lord, lift us above these things. For a little while again we plead. And, O Lord, set our hearts and minds upon those things which are eternal, those things which are heavenly, those things which moth and rust will not corrupt. For, O Lord, we've laboured for the meat which perisheth, have we not? And we would thank thee for all thy blessings and favours towards us. But, O Lord, we realise and know of a certainty, for we trust we're brought to this place where we say we have no continuing city here, but we seek that which is to come. And, O Lord, is it not then that desiring of those things which are heavenly? Oh, Lord, do then satisfy us with thy goodness. For, Lord, if we're spared, we soon have to return to those things, those pathways of life, those various scenes of life, whether it is in the home, in the business, in the workplace, in the school, in the college, in the university. We soon have to return. How short the Sabbath seems. But, O Lord, may there be something gathered this day. Or may there be something gathered in the field of our heavenly Boaz. We may
have cleaned this day in thy courts. And now there's that which we've taken, we're unable to take home and beat out. Lord, may there be something then which remains. For, O Lord, oh, if nothing remains, we labour in vain, do we not? And we gather in vain. But, oh, may there be something which remains, something which lasts in the days to come, the weeks to come. Lord, thou knowest. For, O Lord, oh, have we not known those times when thy word has come back in the midst of a trial of the way, amidst the difficulty that has come into the path, Lord, and that which is on the Lord's day has been a comfort. We can think of it ourselves also when, oh, we were preaching on thy day. And, O Lord, the very word we spoke from, even on the Monday morning, ah, oh, what a word it was. Oh, what a word it was, but it was a word unto this poor sinner. Ah, oh, in the midst of pain, in the midst of the trial of the way. And so, Lord, to satisfy us with thy goodness, may there be a portion for seven and a portion for eight. And we plead for it. And so, Lord, ah, oh, send an empty away. Lord, as we said, we soon have to return if we're spared. No, Lord, thou knowest each one's path and those various things are walking in even now. It may be hidden from another. But, O Lord, when thou dost speak the word, is it not that life-giving cordial? Is it not that strengthening? It strengthens the weak hands and confirms the feeble knees. Is it not that which lifts up the head that hangs down? Is it not when thou dost speak the word? A word of comfort. Who then can make trouble? Or if thou dost speak peace unto our very soul in the midst of a trouble, is it not that peace of God which passeth all understanding? And so, Lord, remember us, we plead, and remember those in the even time of life and all that concerns them there. Lord, do we not know that heart and flesh will fail? And some of us, we begin to realise it shall be so, and it is so. We are like thy word declares, as a passing shadow our life is, as a leaf that fadeth. And, O Lord, to have then that comfort, that we are amongst those whom thou hast loved from all eternity, that, oh, when that day comes, when that great day comes, we shall be found sheltering in that rock that is higher than I. That when that day comes, we shall be found clothed with that righteous robe of righteousness which thou hast wrought. That, oh, when we come to that day, that we may find that we have those everlasting arms underneath us. Oh, the God of Jeshurun, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, but all those everlasting arms. The eternal God is our refuge. Lord, we know there are those in the even time of life, but none of us know that time. And so prepare us for that day. But Lord, we would especially bear before thee those in the even time of life. Lord, do strengthen them with that strength sufficient for each day. And grant them those comforts which only thou canst give. Remember those in affliction. Once again, we will seek that thou wouldst sanctify these things to them. That are these things which are very contrary to the flesh, they are, may yet prove to be amongst those all things. Those all things that work together for good. We trust oneself and others have proved it also. Even for affliction, we have to say and acknowledge it was so. It's good that I was afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. And it was for affliction that we were brought into light and liberty of the gospel. Oh, we're brought into the banqueting house. And so, Lord, may it please, oh, sanctify afflictions. And may it prove to be, that time of greatest of blessings. Oh, have we not known some of us, those afflictions, those trials, those difficulties in the way, when thou hast appeared? Oh, it has been, truly the flesh disliking it. But our faith has approved it well. And it has been those times of greatest blessing. Greatest blessing. And so, Lord, remember them, we plead. And in affliction, Lord, young, in the midst of life, and those in the latter years. And Lord, once again, oh, remember this guilty land. Oh, how few attend the solemn feast. Thy days desecrated. And, oh, Lord, are there none of thy dead elect in and around these parts? Lord, thou knowest where they are. Any prodigals that shall yet have to return. Oh, for what a mercy it is, thy hand is not short, thine arm is not shortened, it cannot save. And it can save unto the uttermost. Lord, may it please thee, that thou as yet bring them into want, that they shall yet have to return unto their father's household. Oh, and will there not be joy in heaven over that one sinner that repented? There will be joy in that father's household. Oh, Lord, do then bring back any prodigals. And those that are yet are thy dead elect. Lord, do put into their hearts an aching void that the world cannot fill. Lord, the work is thine and the power is thine. But, O Lord, days we live in this land of ours. And oh, how guilty we are. Yet once again we acknowledge thy goodness to us. And thy hand is stretched out still. And thou hast not destroyed this guilty land on account of those sins, those vile abominations. And oh Lord, may we yet be like Abraham of old when he interceded for Sodom. Oh, if 50 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. And so he ventured again and again, down to 10. If 10 righteous may be found, wilt thou spare this city? And thou didst say thou wouldst spare the city. And so, Lord, in this guilty land of ours, we trust there is that remnant that still cry. And sigh unto thee daily for the abominations done in the land. And, O Lord, we believe thou hast in mercy, in wrath remembered mercy. And, O Lord, if it could please thee, turn us once again and we shall be turned. But, O Lord, may it please thee, both in our nation and personally, revive thy work. Revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Lord, we have to come to ourselves, do we not? Oh, we look upon the sins of the nation. Oh, what beams we may have in our own eye. Oh, Lord, we have to come like this. Search me. Oh, even this poor one. Search me and try me. And see if there be any wicked way in my heart. Lord, enable us to confess it. Oh, if thou dost reveal it to us. Enable us to confess it and grant grace to forsake it. For how solemn it is if we should be rolling as a sweet morsel under our tongue some sin. Oh, how solemn. But, oh, Lord, grant, that we might even plead thus. Oh, that thou wouldst search our hearts and try our ways. But, oh, Lord, we do confess our wretchedness. And, O Lord, this poor one, we have to say, we are by nature a man of unclean lips. And we have to come like one, take that live coal from off the altar and touch it upon our lips. And so, O Lord, do grant that enabling even this night. Take that live coal, touch it upon my lips. Enable us to speak of the things as touching the King of Kings, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, that one has wrought all things well in the sinner's room, place and stead. For, O Lord, It is of thee. We cannot do anything of ourselves, for, O Lord, we are by nature, and I feel it so, that empty vessel. So pour in that we may pour out. And Lord, own and bless it. May it be unto one or another thy voice, not the voice of man. May they hear thy voice, feel thy touch, see thy smile. And Lord, remember thy servants who labour elsewhere in this evening hour. Lord, do bless them and favour them in their labours. And, O Lord, do remember then Zion, and strengthen Zion, strengthen those things which remain, and those things which are ready to die. But, O Lord, it is the evening hour, and thou knowest that weariness that comes upon us from time to time, especially, we've laboured in those days in the past days of this week, laboured in that, those labours and it causes that weariness, does it not? Mind and body. But, O Lord, do lift us above that of the weakness and weariness of the flesh. And this war one, I feel the need it so. Lord, that weariness of mind and body, Lord, grant them that strength. May we be able to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Lord, do then help us together. Favour us once again round thy word. And, O Lord, do us each good. We will then plead for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. And, O Lord, where we've failed in our asking, do be pleased to make up in giving. Thou knowest, perhaps there's one or another in the pew. And there is that which is burning their very soul even now. We may not have touched upon it. But, O Lord, do bow down and hear and answer, we plead. We plead then for the pardon of every sin and all we've asked amiss. We plead for Christ's sake and his sake alone. Amen.
Hymn 511. In all my troubles and distress, the Lord my soul doth own. Jehovah does my griefs redress and make his mercy known. 511.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention. We go back to the portion we tried to speak from this morning. In Psalm 89, in the middle of 19th verse, what a mercy it is. To us, we trust, walking in this valley of tears, in this wilderness world, and we trust through grace brought to that place where we have to say, to whom can we go? To whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, but all what we read there, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Now, in the middle of the past week, this word did come to my mind, and we have our paths to walk here below, do we not? I know we tried to speak this morning concerning the needy sinner, the one brought out of nature's darkness. When they're brought, in mercy eventually, when they're stripped of any fancied meanness, when they're stripped of all self-righteousness and pride and anything which they may have patched up with their own inglorious righteousness, they're brought to that place, low at his feet, with nothing in their hands, nothing in their hands to bring but simply to his cross to cling. And naked come to him for dress, a fowler to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, we tried to speak in that way this morning, but oh, we have those paths to walk out here below, do we not? The tried people of the Lord's people, through many dispensations, for we read in the Word of God, do we not? It is through much tribulation we shall enter the kingdom. And it will be so. It's not a smooth path. We trust we're brought into those spots and places and those various paths, and we prove, do we not? There is one who's able to do for us more than we can ask or even think. We prove in those spots and places and those trials of the way that there are, and we trust, this poor one has proved, and may you each prove also that in this way help is laid upon one that is mighty, that path that we walk in, it is all known to the Lord, it is all appointed of him, and it is not haphazard, it is in that divinely appointed way. And so through much tribulation we shall enter the kingdom. But it brings out, does it not, those cries unto the Lord. We're brought again and again back to his feet. I know often going thought to Psalm 107, may have spoken of it before, but what do we read there in that psalm? There were many times were there not. The Lord's people were brought into troubles. The beginning of the psalm, does it not begin concerning that one gathered, as we tried to speak this morning, found wandering in the wilderness in a solitary way, brought to that place, feel that in this world it is not that place where there's no continuing city here, but we seek that which is to come. We're brought to see this is very much a wilderness world, a waste, howling wilderness. We were found in it, brought to that place, hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord, as we tried to speak this morning. Then they cried unto the Lord. When they're brought to that place, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And so, led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. But you read the rest of that psalm, what times and troubles and storms. We read, do we not? We often rebel, do we not? We often rebel, we're found, we cannot cast a stone at Jonah.
Oh, he rebelled, did he not? We contemn the counsel of the Most High, rebelling against the words of God and his commands. Therefore he brought them down their heart with labour. They fell down, and there was none to help. None to help. But help was laid upon one that is mighty. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And oh, we may rebel against the words of God. We may walk in paths. Sadly we do from time to time, do we not? We walk in those ways which are contrary to the Lord's commands. We do not do that which is commanded or instructs us to go in. We do not, we do rebel. We try to turn aside. But my mind also went to that portion again, and it's a blessed portion, is it not, if I can find it. But in all our backslidings and our turnings aside, if I can find it. No, it's a word that word we read it, do we not, in Isaiah chapter 49. Oh, when we're brought into those places and we have rebelled against the Lord and he hides his face, darkness comes over the path. But blessed be his holy name, what do we read? We may feel we're forsaken, but why we've been forsaken? Why has he turned aside? We're walking in paths which are contrary to his command. Are we walking in paths which, like Jonah, we said, the Lord commanded him to go in a certain way, but he went the other. But in all our backslidings and all our turnings aside, what do we read in Isaiah chapter 49? Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. In all our backslidings and all our turnings aside, in all our lukewarmness and coldness at times, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Can a woman forget her sucking child? Because of those things, we're brought like Zion here. The Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Pour out upon you again. We read there, do we not, in that Psalm 107, we go back to it. Therefore he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Break their bands in sunder. That men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. But you read the rest of that psalm. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. Those various then scenes of life. Perhaps you feel like the one going down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters. The Lord knows your path. The Lord knows mine. Are you brought then to that place of wit's end? Are you brought like that there, reeling to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man? There is help laid upon one that is mighty. There is help laid upon one that is mighty. Then they cry. I find this psalm, rejoice in the psalms, And do you not also, poor sinner, or may you yet, one or two of you, perhaps is that in there, in your heart, there's been that begun there, may you yet rejoice also. The language of the psalmist. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm. Oh, the Lord raises those stormy winds. The Lord knows in that path you're walking in. The Lord knows the trial of the way. These things happen not by chance. Nothing happens by chance. But he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. Oh, have you entered into the courts of the Lord this day? Were you bowed down like this? You're doing business in deep waters. That trouble in the way, that trial of your path, that difficult thing which has come upon you that perplexes you now. Felt even as you come into the house of the Lord, churned up within, if we can put it that way. The soul is melted because of trouble. Now melted because of trouble, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man. You know not what to do, and at their wit's end. Help laid upon one that is mighty. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. But as we read that portion, I feel that's also a portion. Is it not a comfort unto the poor sinner as we walk here below in this vale of tears? As we said, it is through much tribulation, and tribulation takes many forms. It's not always affliction. It is those things that come into the path, in the business, in the home, in the family. What do we read? Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Now you approve this. Like the apostle was able to record it here, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The Lord knows in your path, reel to and fro, stagger like a drunken man, that the wit's end. Do you feel then at your wit's end? That in the path brought you to the wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad. That peace of God. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. Have we not proved it thus far? Try one in your path now. Perhaps you've been many years in the way, but have you not proved it thus far? You'll prove it again. You'll prove it again, for hath he not said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee? Hath he not said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you? Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad, because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. We mustn't leave this bit out. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And may we not ever let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. Those great favours of the Lord, when he delivers in those distresses, when he draws near, like the two upon the Emmaus road, we found it has been so. Jesus himself drew near and went with them. We find that he's in the ship with us. is in the ship with us. Oh, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Laid help upon one that is mighty. So the Lord knows your path, the Lord knows mine. It may be those things in it are in providence or grace, in the family, in the business, in the workplace, in the school, in the office or in the university. You're brought to that place, melted because of trouble. But you read all through that Psalm 107, we do not leave that thou art left to rise no more. We do not leave thou art left to the enemy. We do not read that thou art left to die in the wilderness. Blessed be his holy name. But speaking personally just for a moment, even in those things which the Lord commands, help is laid upon one that is mighty. It took my mind as I meditated upon these things this morning. Back to that time when the Lord first, brought the exercise of the ministry to, as it were, to a conclusion. When it was made known, those 7 years of exercise and when a letter arrived in the post and one spake in such a way, you may wish I'd never written to you, but I exercise concerning the work of the ministry. How often I've put it off and tried to, as it were, escape from those thoughts, but again and again. Again and again. They were stirred up. Stirred up. And so he couldn't answer the letter, but eventually it was made known. But as that was brought to pass, and we had to eventually go before the church, and that which takes place, and we were eventually sent forth in the Lord's name. I felt utterly helpless. I felt I got no strength or might. And this poor weak worm, we tremble before the Lord. But as I may have said to one or another before, but help is laid upon one that is mighty. And as I, these things were made known, and I must confess that that first Saturday was made known, there was a message on the answer phone asking me to go to such a place if I could, but I confess this, I said in my heart, I was glad I wasn't at home. Glad I wasn't at home. I wasn't able to take the call, it was too late, and that Lord's Day, I can remember trembling so much. I felt, how can I go forth? If only I could undo all that had taken place, and it was, as it were, obliterated, nobody ever knew of it, I would have done it. As I sat upstairs that morning, that Sabbath morning, when had I been at home, I'd have had to answer that call, but I confess it, I was thankful I wasn't there. That's how I felt. I felt, how can this poor one that trembles before, we used to tremble at school, standing up in front of others, let alone stand up in the Lord's name before people here and there throughout this land. The very thought of it seemed ready to crush this poor sinner. Before company at times, if I was in school, I used to stumble and stutter. But all these words, the Lord, I believe, he does give comfort. And when the Lord puts that command to do or to walk in his ways, there will be much opposition to it, both within and without. Much opposition to it within and without, that old adversary. He'll stir up the old man within. And he'll come against you like that great company. That great company we'll be brought like Jehoshaphat. Be brought like Jehoshaphat. It'll be that great company. If I can find that portion concerning Jehoshaphat. But oh, you know that portion, if I can find it. Oh, that great company that came up against him. And so he cried unto the Lord. And I was brought to cry unto the Lord. Oh, that great company. As I said, a host within and a host, greater host without, but they conspired against me. And oh, we have to come like this, do we not? Oh, our God, wilt thou not judge them, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. Then upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeror. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And oh, I felt, that particular Sabbath morning, what a company it was against. A company of gain against. And oh, I looked at the calendar and there was this word. It was this word we read in Exodus chapter 4. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? I can't remember quite how much was on the calendar that day, but oh, I felt a little hope in that the Lord would yet appear. And the next day, I felt so burned again. I've laid help upon one that is mighty, and so you'll prove it, as I trust I'll prove it that day. And the following day. But oh, as I then felt even worse on the next day, the Monday morning. And knew not what to do. Oh, if I could have walked away from all those things of being like Jonah again, turned aside. I'd turned aside many times. I believe the Lord had so spoken powerfully in my very heart concerning that work. There was this on the calendar. The Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or maketh the deaf, or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, saith the Lord. Now therefore go, I'll be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Oh, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And so he did. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. And so as we speak in such a way, perhaps as that one that's been working within, the Lord has commanded to walk in his paths, to do as he commands, to walk in his ways. Opposition. Opposition. And be sure of this, that if it is that way of the Lord, there will be much opposition to it. There will be much opposition to it. But he will give strength sufficient. He will give grace sufficient. Before I went before the church to give that account of what the Lord had done for my soul, there was much opposition to it. But the Lord made various mountains plains. The battle is not yours but God's. So he brought this poor trembling sinner, even to that place where we had to speak. But there was much opposition to it. And even the very word that I believe the Lord, laid upon my mind concerning that ordinance that brought me into the burden of it and the exercise of it. Now, as we trust, we speak as we've handled and tasted and felt of the word of life. It was this word, if I can find it. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? And that brought me into the exercise concerning walking in the Lord's commands to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. But much opposition to it. But help is laid upon one that is mighty. And there are many things within, as I said, and the old adversary stir up much opposition without. And so he did. There were then many questionings. Many things brought to my mind, and I believe the adversary did it. And the Lord spake, what is that to thee? Follow thou me, but still I went on. But when brought to that place where help is laid upon one that is mighty, so I ventured. But then even greater opposition. The adversary seemed to stir up fury against me. Seemed to undermine all that the Lord, I believe it was the word of the Lord. And this particular word I said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. The adversary said, you've never had that word confirmed. You've never even heard it preached from. I believe the Lord dropped it into my heart one day, sealed it there. But the adversary, he's a subtle foe. Very subtle foe. So stirred up my the church meeting was arranged, and I even, such was the adversary, stirring up all manner of thoughts, and especially, you've never had it confirmed, you've never heard it preached from, you've taken it to yourself. Help laid upon one that is mighty. He will hold up, he will bring through. Those deep waters, those trials, he will bring through. He will not leave you there. He will not leave you comfortless. He will come to you. He came to me that day. But that day, I sat there that evening, and I was going to phone up and say, I've deceived everyone. There wasn't the word of the Lord. I've deceived the church. I've deceived myself. And such was that feeling that I was bowed down. crushed under the weight of it. As I said, I was going to ring up and say, oh, I'm sorry. But it is all in the mind. It was not of the Lord. But oh, as I sat there at home, I can picture the place even now. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. I looked down at the floor and there was this piece of paper just underneath the edge of the chair. I pulled it out. And absent-mindedly, as it were, turned it over. And there was written in a very neat, we used to call it copperplate writing. There was inscribed a text. And even then I didn't, as it were, such was that burden I felt, bowed down with sorrow and troubled and tried indeed. There was written on this bit of paper, Genesis chapter 24, verse 31. I still didn't realize what it was, but I thought, turn up that word. And of course I turned to it, and there was that word. Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and the room for the camels. So we had to venture, but our help is laid upon one that is mighty. As we said, there'll be much opposition. But the battle is not yours. Blessed be his holy name. The battle is not yours, but God's. And you will not have any need to fight in that battle. He will enable you to walk in his commands, whatever that command may be, whatever that path is commanded you to walk in. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. As we said, there'll be much opposition to anything that those commands of the Lord, the adversary. He'll be like that storm against the wall. But ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And oh, what do you read concerning that? There, the Lord set, was it not? The Lord set ambushments. The Lord set ambushments. And they destroyed everyone, did they not? The children of Ammon, we read, do we not? The children of Ammon and Moab and Seir, Mount Seir, which were come up against Judah, they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Seir, Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. When they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Oh, I believe then you will realize also, they gathered, did they not, of that multitude of dead bodies? Riches in abundance. I believe you'll gather also riches in abundance. Ah, that blessing of the Lord which maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Oh, that blessing of the Lord. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. As we read, in Psalm 107, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Save them out of their distresses. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. Ah, you will. I trust then, as I was brought through that path, that peace of God which passeth all understanding. But as we said, there will be much opposition to it. But he will bring you through. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. It won't be in your strength. You'll be brought to that place. Help, Lord. I'm helpless. Undertake for me. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. But all the time isn't he gone. But as we left the journey on, we trust even in those things in providence and in grace. Those things which are attendant to our everyday lives as we journey on in this wilderness world. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. Be careful for nothing. We quoted it earlier, we're quoted again now. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And you'll prove this also. All this other verse in this chapter, which is a precious verse unto me, and you'll find it precious also. And you will have to prove it, but you will acknowledge it, that it is true. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. All things. All things. It doesn't say some things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And so, may there be that encouragement this day to some poor trembling sinner. The Lord knows what's in your path. Be careful for nothing. Oh, where have you been looking? You won't find anything in yourself. That'll all come to nothing. You'll prove that's useless. If you look to man, man may suggest this and suggest that. Oh, we prove that also. In one particular trial, man suggested this and suggested that. I believe in that very trial the Lord spake those words we quoted a little earlier. The battle is not yours, but God's. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Be careful for nothing. So, may there be then that pouring out of the heart before the Lord. And also it comes to mind now just, one verse in, it's in Proverbs. And this is a wonderful verse, I believe. May you yet each one prove it. A friend loveth at all times. A brother is born for adversity. This one that sticketh closer than a brother. That well deserves the name of friend. We spake of him this morning. And as it we did speak concerning that which we read in Hebrews. You read that epistle of Hebrews at your leisure, but what we read there. Our brother born for adversity. Friend loveth at all times. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. Seeing then, we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Does that encourage you then, poor sinner? Your infirmity. What is your infirmity? Have we touched a little upon it? We may not have touched upon it, but the Lord knows your infirmity. Help is laid upon one that is mighty. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And find grace to help in time of need. The God of all grace. I trust as we're led on in our path. And some of us, I trust we proved it in measure. But we're brought to lean harder upon him. But may we lean harder still and be found like that one that cometh up out of the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved. Leaning upon her beloved, that friend that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity. I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, is it not a comfort then? Ah, when we're brought to those places where we feel we have no strength or might or power, as we said a little earlier, wit's end. But help is laid upon one that is mighty, and you'll prove that friend that loveth at all times. There you'll prove also that brother born for adversity. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £780, for which we're very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Philip Hare is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Woolboys next Lord's Day, who hopes also to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 592. Mighty to save is Christ the Lamb. Let all the saints adore his name and make his goodness known. With one accord proclaim abroad the wonders of their Saviour God, whose blood did once atone. 592.
to be pleased to bless that which is of thee. O Lord, do set it upon the heart of one or another, maybe at thy, unto one or another, thy word, thy voice that is heard this day. Lord, may they lose sight of the poor man, and may they have seen none other save Jesus only. For it is it not, speak the word only. Ah, speak the word only, and I shall be healed. Speak the word only, and I shall be saved. Ah, do then speak the word only. Ah, may it be unto them, that voice of the Lord. And so, Lord, do be pleased and to bless. Ah, perhaps one or another with that portion, that double portion, Lord, we plead. May they be enabled, perhaps one or another, that which they've gathered up and take home and beat out, may yet redound to thine honour and thy glory, that thy name shall have all the praise. Lord, do pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and missed. Lord, I feel my failings. Lord, do we not have to prove, we know in our own heart, sin mixed with all we do. O Lord, do then cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard or seen amiss. Blot it from the mind. Lord, we plead. But O Lord, do take us now each to our homes in peace and safety. And Lord, remember us in the days to come. Lord, thou knowest that which is the burden of one or another, that which is of the pathway. But oh, may they prove help is laid upon one that is mighty. Ah, mighty indeed. Lord, favour such a one we plead. But, O Lord, we would now fall into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.